got long stories,
short stories,
art stories,
sports stories,
books about the wild, wild west.
Yeehaw!
We got fairy tales,
scary tales.
We've even got some hairy tales.
It's hard to choose which ones are best.
So hard!
We got silly books,
sad books,
good books,
bad books.
They're all great in their way. But whichever one you choose, hey, you just can't lose. Come on and read a book.
That's why we're checking in with John King, the owner of the John K. King Used and Rare Books. You've, I'm sure, seen his store as you head south on the Lodge Freeway. It's located specifically in the, 901 West Lafayette Building. But that was the final stop for you, John King. And I know when you were going to school, I'm sure some of your classmates wanted to grow up to be, I don't know, a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant, maybe a professional athlete. Tell me it's true that when you were growing up and going to school, you wanted to go out and find used books in your adult life?
Yeah, I was a misanthrope. I hung out at used bookstores. So, you know, it kind of got into my DNA going to used bookstores. Detroit had probably 20 used bookstores when I was a kid and plenty of different kinds of people to visit.
And you wind up eventually, opening your first store, do I want to say in Warren or Dearborn, out in that area somewhere?
Well, we tried to get into downtown Detroit, and we couldn't find a space that would hold us because either the spaces were too big from large businesses going out or they're too small. So we ended up for less than a year in Dearborn on Warren, West Warren at Miller Road, right across from what used to be the Camelot Theater.
At that point, was the Michigan Theater closed, or was it still showing movies?
I think when we got there, it was like right at the end, it was showing movies, and then it turned into a nightclub, and all these kids were destroying all the ornaments and destroying everything inside. It was really pathetic. It was a beautiful building when I got there.
Oh, the good old days. There was the Michigan Theater, and then remember, John, right down the street there was the United Artists, right?
Yep, United Artists. It was a theater district. This was like the end of the theater district on Bagley that spoked out from Grand Circus Park.
Oh, you mentioned Grand Circus Park. You went around Grand Circus Park, and you would stop at the Madison Theater there? The Adams Theater was looking out onto Grand Circus Park, and not far away would obviously be the Fox, and not the Fillmore, but the Palms Theater, which is what the Palms Theater turned into. So, yeah, and those were the first-run theaters that we went to back then.
Yeah, that's where everyone went in the whole area, went down there to see movies, unless there was a neighborhood theater they could attend. But the first-run movies were always downtown.
You think at the time you were going to make a good living, by selling used books?
No, I never expected to get rich or even make a good living. I figured I had to exist somehow when I got older, so I figured existing in a field that I really enjoyed would be a really good place to be, and I'm happy where I'm at now.
And you're at, as I mentioned, the Lafayette Building. It's just off the exit there as you're heading downtown on the Lodge on Lafayette. How many books do you now have in your location?
Well, we have probably close to a million books, if not a little bit over.
A million books?
Yep.
Where do you get them?
Well, we go all over. Right now I'm in San Francisco buying a collection of art books. So we pick up books everywhere, from estates, from people moving, people downsizing. So there's various sources. You know, the thing is we're unique because we can't order books like from a warehouse, like a new bookstore. We have to go out and find the books ourselves.
Well, which is good news for your longevity, I would assume, John King, because we've seen what's been happening with Borders gone, Barnes & Noble stores closing down. People are not getting their, new books, should I say, from places like that anymore.
Well, I mean, they're still there, and then they serve a purpose, but I think the used bookstore, you can turn up unique books, books that you don't see, and books that wouldn't be handled by Barnes & Noble or formerly Borders.
And I posted some pictures of the story. You all have to take a look at it, because it's like going into a museum, except that you can buy these books. What would you say the most expensive purchase would be, especially if you go down the aisle on the main floor and up the stairs to that. What's that special room you have there?
Well, we have a rare book room that's hidden away that where we hold the better, more precious books.
And one in there would cost an individual how much?
Well, I'm sort of eclectic at that. I try and put different things in there. So some of the books you can get there for $5, and then there's other books you can get for $100,000. So I try and cover all price ranges because I select the books that I really like. So sometimes I like a $5 book as much as I like a $100,000 book.
Well, you talk about the million books you have at your John King bookstore there. What would be the most valuable?
I think right now we have a first edition Book of Mormon. We have a page from the Gutenberg Bible, things like that. I mean, that's probably the top two right now.
And you know what else I posted here, along with all the books and the rare books and the lamps, is this, what is this Regina phone? Obviously, that's not a book at all.
No, it's like the first CD player. It's a disc with little holes in it, and a rod goes across it, and it sets off the music. So you wind it up like an old Victrola, but it's metal discs instead of records.
This is the old glove building. They used to sell gloves here?
They used to make the gloves there.
Really?
It was a four-story building that originally wasn't built there. It was built down the street, and it was moved over around 1950.
Well, why did they move it?
Well, there, I guess it's something to do with the expressway, and the person who originally had it said that they didn't want it anymore, and this person who owned the glove company decided that he could get this building for free if he could move it, and it cost him at that time $500,000 to move it, and he realized at the end that he could have built the building back then for that money instead of having to move the whole building over.
All the things you needed to know about that building you see that John King was describing at the John K. King Used and Rare Books over there at 901 West Lafayette. We'll talk again, but you've got a book festival coming up this summer, I think, too, don't you, John?
Yeah, it's a really nice community event. It's the book festival. It's in Shed 5 at the Eastern Market. And last year they had the first one, and it attracted over 10,000 people. And we were there, and it was just a wonderful place. And they had different book dealers, authors. It was a very nice event.
You got it. All right, go back to sleep for you out there on the West Coast, and I'll see you soon, John.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, John King, and the John K. King Used Bookstore. And you can spend hours in it. You can get lost in there.